Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Ahmad with the Legal Intake Center. I have a potential new hair relaxer injury claimant on the line. Her name's Kathleen Lockwood.
Okay, what's the phone number for that?
The phone number will be 775-508-9736.
Got it. Okay, yeah, you can send her on through.
She's on the line. Thank you.
Okay, of course. Thank you. Hello, Kathleen.
Yes.
Yes, hello, Kathleen. So my name is Oscar on a recorded line. We were just following up with you about the hair relaxer lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. Now, just very quickly, Kathleen, I'm assuming you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes, of course.
Yes, okay. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
I think so. That's who, yeah. I think so.
By you saying you think so, was that the last person that you spoke to, or have you spoken to anyone else?
Yes. It was the last person I spoke to because I haven't spoken to anyone else.
Oh, okay, yes. So he was going to transfer you to us. He's not the attorney or anything like that.
Oh, okay. So you're the attorney? I'm sorry. I'm just like completely lost.
No, that's okay. I know you get handed off from one person to the next one.
Yeah.
But I'm not the attorney. I'm the intake specialist. So I fill out the form for the attorneys that we partner with. Yeah. So far at this moment, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim prior to the call you just had?
No.
No? Okay. Now, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Now, have you or a loved one used hair straightening chemicals within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Was this for yourself or a loved one?
For myself.
For yourself. Okay. And then what type of cancer were you diagnosed with?
Ovarian.
Ovarian cancer. Do you happen to know the subtype? If not, it's okay.
Subtype? Serious ovarian cancer.
Let me see here. Serious ovarian cancer?
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Serious. I pronounced that wrong. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
It's S-E-R-O-U-S, which is cirrhosis? I believe. Yes. I'm just pronouncing it wrong. I'm sorry. I'm not apparently smart.
No, that's okay. Got it. Okay, let me see here. And then, when were you diagnosed with cancer?
The third week of October, 2023.
October 2023? So last year?
Yes.
Okay, so you said the third week. Is it okay if I just put the 21st? I do need to put a date.
Yes. That's fine.
Okay, so for the date of diagnosis, I put 10/21/23. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Do you remember the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes.
Who was the doctor?
I definitely have a hard time pronouncing his name.
Oh, that's okay. If you want to, you can just spell it out.
Okay, cool. It's Dr. Samuel, and then the last name is what I have trouble with. It's C-H-A-C-O-N. Chacon.
C-H-A-C-O-N, Chacon?
Yes.
Or Chacon?
Yeah, I don't know.
Got it. And then Samuel, yeah. I'm assuming it's just S-A-M-U-E-L?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. So Dr. Chacon, do you remember the place where you were diagnosed with, like the hospital or the pharmacy?
Renowned Regional Medical Center.
Regional... Okay, so all I heard was Regional Medical Center. What was the first word?
Oh, renowned. I'm sorry.
Renowned?
I speak low. Yes, renowned. R-E-N-O-W-N.
Okay, Renowned Medical Center. Is that in Reno? Or?
Yes.
Okay, Renowned Regional Medical Center. Got it. Okay. And then I'm just gonna tell you the address of that place. Let me know if it sounds familiar. 1155 Mill Street, Reno, Nevada.
Yeah, it's definitely on Mill Street, so I'm sure that's it.
Got it. Okay. And then for that phone number there, just let me know if it rings a bell. 775-982-4100.
Oh, I'm bad with the phone number, but
That's just the number of the hospital. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
982-4100. Got it. Okay. And then are you still in Reno, Nevada?
I currently live in Dayton, Nevada.
Oh, but still in Nevada, right?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, let me see. Let me just find Nevada here. That is a 2-year state. You were diagnosed in October, so it's been a little bit over a year and 2 months. Got it. Okay. So you currently live in Nevada still. Okay, let me see here. Now, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Well, prior to being diagnosed, I didn't use any other one. I just used Dark and Lovely.
Yeah, so before you were even diagnosed with cancer, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in 1 year?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Let me see here. On average, how many times per year did you use the hair relaxer before you were diagnosed with cancer?
3 to 4 times a month, so.
Let's see, we'll just put 3 times a month times 12, 36.
Yeah.
About 36 times a
Perfect.
year. Got it. Okay. My math is so good. All right, now let me
Yeah,
see here.
you are.
Kathleen, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
You are? Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
12/31/1993.
Okay, I have 12/31/93, you said?
Yes.
Okay. 12/31/93, got it. Now, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Never have? Okay. And then, do you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that also used hair relaxer? If not, it's okay.
I'm sure, yes, yes, but they haven't been diagnosed with cancer.
Got it. Okay, so for now, it's okay if I don't put anyone on there?
Yeah, that's
Got it. Because they've
is
used it, but nobody has had any diagnosis of anything, right?
yes, n not as of right now.
Got it. Okay. Hopefully nobody ever does.
Yeah, seriously.
All right. Now let me see here. You used the hair relaxer in the state of Nevada, right?
Yes.
Okay, Nevada. There we go. When did you start using the hair relaxer? It might have been a long time ago, so it just has to be an estimate, the best of your knowledge, of around when.
Around the first week of September 2017.
2017. Okay, so you said the first week. So I'm just going to put September 7th, 2017. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
9/7/17. Okay, 9/7/17. And when did you stop using the hair relaxer?
Around the first week of October 2023.
Okay, so you stopped using it October. I'll just put the 7th for the date, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so for the date of you stopping, or the day that I have here for you that you stopped using hair relaxer was October 7th, 2023, correct? Okay. Now, how often did you use these products? Was it weekly? Was it monthly?
Yeah, anywhere from 3 to 4 times a month.
Okay, so I'll just put monthly, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then how many consecutive years did you use the hair relaxing products?
Six years.
6 years, okay. Let me see here. Now, did you receive the hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Home.
Home? Got it. Okay, let me see here. For this one, do you currently use any hair relaxing products? I'm assuming no, right? Because you already stopped.
No, I don't use anything for my any products anymore.
Okay. Do you have any receipts or empty bottles? If not, it's okay.
No, I don't.
Got it. Okay. And then Kathleen, which brand name product have you used? You did say, I believe, Dark and Lovely, or was it a different one?
Yes. Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely. That was the only one you were using, right?
Yes.
Got it.
I
Okay.
have it.
And then Kathleen, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product for at least 1 year?
Yes, it was.
Yes.
Yes, it was 6 years later.
6 years later. Okay. Got it. Let me see here. And then what type of treatment did you receive?
Oh man, all kinds. His chemotherapy. I had partial hysterectomy, and of course, I was on medication, pain medications from it.
Okay, you said chemo and then a partial hysterectomy, and then you were also on some medication.
Yeah.
Were these like pills?
Yeah.
On pill medication. Okay. Thank you for that. Do you remember the date of when you were getting treated?
Yes, somewhat. I mean, like I have, all my stuff written
Like, to
down
the
and
best of your
whatnot.
knowledge, yeah.
Like I know that it was in October, the first my first one, because that's when I found out. And so yeah.
October of 2020.
Yeah, it's like the fourth week because it was definitely towards the end because I didn't find out till the beginning of October 2023. So
Of 2023, you said?
yes,
Got it.
because
So
the last.
for you said it was around the fourth week. So for that one, if I put the 27th for the day, is that okay?
That's fine, yes.
Okay, so for the date of the treatment, I have 10/27/2023. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you remember the doctor's name that treated you? Is it the same one?
Yes.
Let me see. I have to scroll all the way up. Dr. Chacon, right?
Yes.
He was the same doctor that was treating you as well.
Yes.
Okay. Let me see. And then let me just copy and paste the address here too. A lot of scrolling on my end, just up and down. Okay, and then the phone number was the same one for the hospital number. Okay. That way we can just verify some records here. Okay. Good there. Dr. Samuel Chacon, 1155 Mill Street, Reno, Nevada. Okay. And then Kathleen, can you confirm your gender for me?
Email.
Female. Okay. And then your first name is Kathleen with the K, right?
Yes.
Is it Kathleen as in Nancy?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a middle name?
Yes, Mary, Mary.
Mary. And then what is your last name? Is it Lockwood?
Yes.
Okay, and that is Lockwood.
Yes.
Okay, and then is there a suffix in your name? If not, it's okay.
A
Like
suffix? No.
a junior or a second, a third, anything like that?
No.
No? Okay. Just had to ask. And then Kathleen here, what is your social?
It's okay to give it to you, or like
Yeah. So this
that.
is what I'm going to put on here so we can send it to the attorneys.
615-76-1639.
Were the last four 1639?
Yes.
Okay, got it. So for your social, I have 615-76-1639. Is that correct?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Now let me see here. For your email, I have your first name, Kathleen, last name, Lockwood, and then the number 88@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And then your primary phone number, is it this one, which is 775-508-9736?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Is this phone number a home number or a cell phone number?
It's my cell phone number.
It's your cell phone? Okay. And then your preferred way of contact, is that through a call, text, or email?
Call or text.
Call or text? Okay. I'll just put a call just there for you. And then the best time to reach you, would you prefer in the mornings, the afternoons, or the evenings?
Afternoon or evening, whichever. Morning's fine too, honestly. I just tend not to hear my phone because it's on, you know.
On vibrate. Got it. Okay, I'll just put evening here, just so we don't bother you too early. And then what is your address now, Kathleen, where you're staying?
15 Sandifer.
15 San...
S-A-N-D-E-F-E-R.
Sandifer Lane?
Yeah.
Sandifer Lane, Dayton, Nevada?
Yes.
Okay. Is that an apartment number or a house?
It's a house.
It's a house. Okay. So I have just the number 15 and then Sandifer Lane, Dayton. I don't know why I didn't fill out the state. Let me just click it. Nevada, right?
Yes.
89403?
Yes.
Got it. And then you said it was a house. So let me see here. Okay. Now, do you have a copy of the medical records?
No, not me, no.
You don't have them?
I'm sure I do somewhere, you know.
Uh-huh. But if you don't have them, the hospital does have them, right?
Yeah.
Got it, okay. Just had to make sure. We just have to know that they exist, you know?
Yeah, of course. Okay.
No, I know, yeah. Some people say they have things and then they're like, oh, I've never been diagnosed. And that just leads to a whole different scenario. But okay. Yeah. So you don't know if you have them or not, but the hospital has them for sure, correct?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. And then for this part, we do have to put an emergency contact. Would you want me to put someone that lives with you or someone that doesn't live with you?
Someone that lives with me is fine.
Okay. Who would you want me to put on here?
My mother. I'm going to have you put my mother.
Okay, your mom.
She just lives in the house. Yeah.
Okay, then what's her name?
Carrie.
K or C?
K.
K-A-R-R-I-E?
Just one R.
Okay, K-A-R-I-E. Is the last name also Lockwood?
Yes.
Lockwood, okay. And then what is her phone number?
775-241-736.
736, I didn't hear the last one.
7366.
7366, okay. So for her phone number, I have 775-241-7366.
Yes.
Got it, okay. Let me see here. Okay, let me just review that everything is correct here on my end. Okay, let me see. All right, looks like everything is good so far. Let me just review these documents before I send them over to you. That way you can review them and then sign them here really quick. Let's see, we're almost done. Hopefully I wasn't too slow. I know sometimes I'm a little slow with this. Okay, so I'm just looking over the documents. Let me go over them with you. For your first name, I have Kathleen, which is spelled K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N. Middle name, Mary, M-A-R-Y. Last name, Lockwood, which is L-O-C-K-W-O-O-D, correct?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, let me see here. And then I have your address as 15 Sandifer Lane, Dayton, Nevada, 89403, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Phone number is 775-508-9736?
Yes.
Okay. And then your email, I have it as KathleenLockwood88@gmail.com, correct?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Let me see here. Address, got that. Your date of birth is December 31st, 1993, correct?
Yes.
All right. And then your social was 615-76-1639.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, let me see here. Everything else is looking good. Okay, December 31st. Got it. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and send these over to you. I sent them both via email and text message. Go ahead and put me on speaker, and I can walk you through whichever one you want to open first, whichever one's easier.
Okay. I already got the messages or text message, so
Yeah, so open up that text. There's going to be a link on there. Go ahead and click it. It's going to send you to a website that says DocuSign.
yes, I got it.
Got it? Got it. Yeah, so on there, there's going to be a big yellow button. It tells you to start. On one of those boxes, it's going to ask you to draw your signature, and then beyond the lookout, there's another box that tells you to draw your initials. So one's signature and one's initials. That way you don't sign on both.
Okay.
Got it. If you have any questions, I'm right here to walk you through it.
Okay. I don't know if it just didn't show what I wrote. Is that okay?
What do you mean?
Like it didn't show me what I wrote, but I'm assuming it took it, right?
I believe so. And then
Okay.
if not, when I review it again, I can send it to you in case it didn't capture it.
Okay.
But yeah, if it let you move on to the next one, then you probably did fill it out.
Okay. And then I put start.
Oh yes, go ahead and click
Or
start.
start. Okay.
And then that's when you can click on the boxes and draw your signature, and then you can also draw your initials, depending on what it tells you.
Okay. I'm gonna figure it out. Sorry.
No, it's okay. If you need any help, I'm right here.
Okay, and I finish it after? I hit finish
Yes.
already. So.
Oh, you hit finish? Let me just refresh this really quick. Okay. I see it on here. Let me just make sure that you have everything correct on here. So I see Kathleen on there. Okay. I see your signature on there. I see everything. Okay. I see your initials there. I see your signature, another signature, and your initials. Okay. Well, yeah, everything looks like everything is perfect. I'm going to go ahead and send these documents over to the attorneys that we partner with. It is very important. They're going to call you in the next 2 to 3 days. So it is very important that you pick up that call. They are going to verify this information with you one last time before they can get started on the claim, okay? So they can't
Okay.
proceed unless they can contact you as well, okay? They're going to call you, so it's very important for you to pick up that call. If you don't receive it after 7 days, I will text you my personal work number. So you can call or text me with any questions or concerns, or if they're taking a little bit longer than usual, okay?
Okay.
Got it. Okay, well, yeah, that's it for this part here. Just be on the lookout for my text that you'll get probably in a couple minutes, and then be on the lookout for that phone call that you'll get from the attorneys in like 2 to 3 days, okay?
Okay.
Got it. Okay, well, Kathleen, I appreciate your time. If you have any other questions, I can answer them right now, or unless you're good for now.
I'm good. Thank you.
Of course. Okay, Kathleen, I appreciate your time. Have a good day.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.